AB's apartment caught on fire. Does anyone out there have a story like this where the fire department got called to your house, to your apartment, got caught on fire? Not like a burned down, lost everything, but like sprinklers went off. 855-444-6342. Because AB, everything's okay.
Everything's fine, yes.
But a crazy story, because you weren't there and got a text message like the building's on fire.
Yeah, so I wasn't even in town, and my friend that lives down the hall from me texted me being like, so the apartment building is on fire. And I kind of thought she was joking at first, because yeah. She was being so nonchalant about it,
like, the world's on fire.
Yeah. And then she started sending pictures of all of the people outside, because, you know, the fire alarms had gone off, so all the people that were inside had to come outside, and three different fire stations had to show up. And so there's this apartment that's on the opposite side of me. So it wasn't my specific apartment, but the same floor.
Really?
Yes. And there's black smoke coming out of it. And then there's three different fire departments showing up. They had to go and, you know, spray the hose. So then you see all the water coming down and all these videos she's sending me. And she was outside for 2.5 hours.
Dang.
And because you weren't allowed to go back inside.
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
And they just were all like kind of watching it go down out there. And I just felt like so helpless, because I was like, well, I hope it didn't somehow reach my apartment, like it's on my floor. And I guess all of the surrounding apartments on that side, like their sprinkler systems went off even in their apartment.
No, but I was going to ask that question. Yes. Like, so how do sprinkler systems work in apartment complexes? So they just like went off for safety precautions.
It was kind of like that leg of the building. They
really?
Yes.
You were on the floor. Like, what if it was your floor?
Yeah.
Like, what if it, like,
I know.
If they just sort of triggered a whole floor? I didn't know how that works. Wow.
I know, because I started getting scared. I'm like, well, I'm out of town. I can't even check to see what if my sprinklers went off. You know, what if I have like electronics out and my TV
yeah.
and all this stuff
yeah.
and then it soaked. Thankfully, my apartment was totally fine. But there's a rumor of how it started.
Oh.
And I'm kind of believing it, because everybody that me and my friend have talked to all have the same story. So they're saying that a woman was cooking bacon on the stove and it was taking a while. So she was like, well, I'm just going to go take my dog on a quick walk.
Oh,
no
come back
way.
Stop.
And just left the bacon cooking.
And then it like the grease, like a grease fire. You
yes.
always
yeah.
hear about the damn grease fire.
And it yep. was like so much worse, because she wasn't there to initially stop it. So it just kept going
spreading,
until all the fire
spreading.
Alarms were going
wow.
off and all this stuff.
If anything, though, like a grease fire like that, though, can get pretty bad. But I'm sure because you just took the dog for a walk,
yeah.
it just the smoke. Every time I cook, the damn fire alarms
right.
are going
mm-hmm.
up because mm-hmm. of the smoke and things like that. The fire department got called. Sprinklers went off. Anything experienced anything like this before? 855-444-MEGA. I'm not sure how many callers will get with this, because it's probably so uncommon
yeah.
that the sprinklers went off in an apartment complex, or you had to call the fire department to your house for something simple. Like, up, you'd never believe what we caught on fire. 855-444-6342. AB's apartment caught on fire. That is crazy. Everything's all good. Has anyone ever experienced one of those situations where there was like a small fire, sprinklers go off, fire department is called, everyone is safe, but then it's the story of the entire apartment complex, or it's the entire story of the entire neighborhood? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB got this information from her friend when she was out of town, like, apartment complex is on fire.
Yeah. I kept getting updates of just new pictures, a different fire department showing up. The news was there, like all this different stuff.
The news came and everything?
The news came and
everything. Shout out the news.
Yeah. All right. The rumor is it could have been a bacon fire.
Yes.
Bacon, yeah. man. Mm-hmm. So good, but so dangerous. Patty, you can relate. A bacon fire started in your house, huh?
Yes. I was cooking this special recipe my daughter gave me. Meatloaf stuffed with mashed potatoes. Wrapped with bacon.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
That thing sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like meatloaf, but it was pretty good. So when it was done, the oven was a mess because that bacon just split.
Yeah.
So I decided I'm going to turn on the self-cleaner. So I did, and it's on, and I'm doing dishes, and I looked in the oven, and it was completely engulfed in on fire.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
no.
All of a sudden, the whole house was filled with smoke. My daughter and grandson were in the basement. The smoke was down there. They came up. They said, we're leaving. We can't breathe.
They just took it. So, I'm leaving. You're like, yeah, but I got meatloaf
left.
Wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So I had to call the fire department, and they came. And my oven, they said, was 1,000 degrees. And it's hard because you can't put it out because the oven doors lock when you're doing that self-clean.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're right. Oh,
yeah, because you were doing the self-cleaning. Yeah. Patty, you were like a perfect storm. But I noticed in the beginning part of this story, you said it was delicious. So even after all that, you still ate that meatloaf, bacon, mashed potato goodness, huh?
Well, we ate it before the fire.
Oh, okay. Dang, all right.
At least you got to enjoy it. I'm never going to cook bacon.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't not scare me away from bacon. None of these stories have. Chris, sprinklers went off in your place?
Yeah, so I was living in Connecticut at the time. It was like February, and I'm sitting in my apartment, and the fire alarm goes off. And so the whole building evacuates. We walk over to the clubhouse and look back towards the building, and you see water just pouring from the top of this building down the side. Ooh. Giant icicles, because it's February and freezing up there. And when we got back, it turned out it was the apartment next to me. Their sprinkler system had burst and just started dumping water down multiple floors.
Oh, did water get into your apartment then?
Surprisingly, it did not. It just seemed to go down into the ones below.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's what happened, it goes below. Same thing happened to me. We just had our son. He was like maybe like a few weeks old, and all of a sudden our apartment started leaking. Like all of a sudden we're in this apartment and water just starts pouring in. We're like, what's going on? So we reached out to the maintenance guy. It took forever to get there. Water still just keeps coming down. I guess the apartment above us looked like a scene from the Titanic. A pipe had bursted and water was just overfilling. And finally it was getting to the lower apartment complexes. But yeah, it was the apartment above us. Joanne, you lived in a apartment complex where there was no sprinkler system.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had microwaved something one day in like an older microwave. And from my living room, you could see the microwave, which was a good thing. Because it had been a while, like probably an hour or so since I had microwaved anything. And I like see a flash out of the corner of my eye. And I look over and the microwave is like engulfed in flames.
Oh!
Like it had his mind of its own?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just crazy. And so
you're like, I'm waiting for the sprinklers to go. And then you realize we don't have this.
And so I start like yelling at Siri. And like, she doesn't listen.
It's not listening. Siri, the microwave just blew up. Siri's like, what do you want me to do about it?
That's my problem.
Yeah, it's not my problem. I'm an electronic. Grab your phone and let's leave. Get me out of here.
And so my husband and I had like literally just a week prior gotten this like really good deal on like, it looked like a hairspray bottle of like this easy fire spray.
Really?
Yeah. And we had it on top of the refrigerator, thankfully. And so I was able to put the fire out before the fire department even got there.
Wow.
But then the smoke was so bad that they had to like bring in these like giant fans and like basically vacuum the smoke out.
That's
shout out the fire spray.
Yeah, that you just bought because you're like, like one of those useless buys. This is a good deal. Like who sees a good deal on fire spray and thinks, maybe I need some fire spray. Put this on top of the refrigerator. And then you don't know you're going to need that good deal until you need it.